Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And an aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, September 6th, 2012 here. Sure happy it's Thursday. And before we get into the show, a couple of program notes. First of all, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in the control room managing the warp drives and ready to answer your calls when you call on into our show with whatever it is you feel like talking about today. Now, of course, as you know, next Tuesday is the 11th anniversary of 9/11. It was a year ago. I was in New York with that wonderful, wonderful meeting that was set up. Just off Broadway, we had all these people showing up, and we really recapped the last decade of the 9/11 truth movement. And obviously, we agreed on some things. We disagreed on some other things, like the plane at the Pentagon. But, you know, it's time to simply unite around the things we all agree are true and indicate a cover-up and a dastardly plot and move forward from that. So in the coming days and next week, we'll be recapping a lot of the more obvious indications of fraud, the dancing Israelis, all of that various stuff, and we'll be talking about that. Now, on Wednesday the 12th, it's Leonard Peltier's birthday, and we're going to have Mimi Red Elk, who's a Native American activist, very closely connected with the Leonard Peltier case, is going to be on the show to talk about what was very obviously a political frame-up and cover-up and fraud by the FBI. They needed to have somebody that they could basically say, ooh, he was evil. He killed the two FBI agents, instead of admitting that the FBI agents kind of screwed up. They drove into a place without realizing that, you know, they were going to be mistaken for people who tend to shoot. And it's a very ugly story. And there's a wonderful documentary about it. Robert Redford was the executive producer and the narrator. It's called Incident at Oglala. If you have not seen that video, we will be reprising it to the front of whatreallyhappened.com on that Wednesday. If you haven't seen it, you must make a point of seeing it. It's also on Netflix if you want to see it. And if you have any illusions that the FBI is anything like what TV and movie says they are, or that we have a just justice system in this country, this documentary will lay that myth, that hallucination, that hoax to rest forever. Especially looking back on where Frederick Whitehurst, the head of the FBI lab, blew the whistle and basically came out and said the FBI lab routinely, emphasis on routinely, rigs their test results to help the prosecution, to help the government, to build the government's case so the government can maintain its illusion of infallibility. We're always right, and you, the people, are always wrong, and so forth and so on. So we'll be talking about that next Wednesday as well with Mimi Red Elk. And, of course, tomorrow's Friday, and Claire will be joining us again in the third hour to talk about all kinds of stuff there. Now, back during the Republican convention, and indeed in the months leading up to it, we all saw the incredible political machinations, the media bias, the outright vote fraud, the last second changing of rules, the sabotaging of debt, all of those dirty tricks that were used to keep Ron Paul out of the Republican nomination. And while that was all going on, the Democrats were saying, oh, come on, it's no big deal. He's not a real candidate anyway. You're making a big fuss over nothing. Yeah, so they changed the rules and said, big deal. Well, the Democrats are now having to confront the reality that their party leadership ignores them and sells them out. And it has to do with this video of a voice vote that was taken to change the Democratic Party platform to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And it is proving to be a huge embarrassment to the Democrats, and it's a wake-up call to the Democratic voters. So you Democratic voters who didn't think it was a big deal about Ron Paul, welcome to our world. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this amazing event that happened at the Democratic National Convention. Now, back in 2008, the official Democratic Party platform included a provision recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, first of all, it's not up to the United States to make that determination. The United Nations has already stated quite clearly, Jerusalem is a shared international city to be shared among Christians, Jews, and Muslims. There have been numerous resolutions passed by the United Nations against Israel for trying to claim the city as all their own and make it their capital, both in the General Assembly and in the Security Council. Of course, the U.S. always vetoes the ones in the Security Council. So it's really not up to the United States. It's certainly not up to the Democratic Party. So this year, that reference to Jerusalem being the capital of Israel was left out of the platform. And, of course, the AIPAC and ADL and all, hey, how dare you do that? And obviously some very late-night phone calls were made. So when they're having the convention and the podium is being held by Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who's chairing all of the business before the delegates. This is before the delegates. So they have a voice vote to suspend the Democratic Party's own rules and allow a last-second change to the platform. And it takes a two-third majority under the DNC rules to go ahead and do that. And they get the two-thirds majority. Nobody knows what the rule change is going to be. But, hey, yeah, it's loosey-goosey. The Republicans are playing fast and loose with the rules. We'll go ahead and do that as well. Then they read out the changes to the platform. Now, the first one is a mention, you know, that we've got to put God back in there. And I don't think anybody would have been really upset about that. Everybody panders to God. It's on our coinage and everything. It's no big deal. Then they come out with the one saying that we recognize Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And they put it to a voice vote. And you have to look at the video to see the look of surprise on Mayor Villaraigosa's face and all the people on the platform when the no's clearly are much louder than the yes's. But obviously that's not what AIPAC and Israel want. So the mayor calls for a second voice vote, and again the no's shout down the yeas. And he's like looking off stage at somebody like, what the heck do I do now? You know, and apparently somebody off stage says, you make it work. You know, if you don't make this work, you don't get any more political office here, because we all know we have to bow and scrape to Israel for this thing. So they hold the vote a third time, and again, the no's are noticeably louder than the yeas. You can't even say it was an even 50-50 vote, and it doesn't matter because it takes a two-third vote, two-third ayes in order to pass the change to the platform. And so Mayor Villaraigosa just gives this bland look to the C-SPAN cameras and says the chair perceives or interprets this to be, you know, having passed. And then the audience immediately erupts and boos and shouting, and the look of stunned shock on the face of the delegates. Like I said in the first segment, welcome to our world. And ever since that happened, I have been getting a ton of emails from people apologizing to me for very nasty comments they'd made when I'd come out earlier with that thing, no government can serve two masters, and the government that serves Israel cannot, does not, will not serve the American people. And a lot of it, oh, you're just an anti-Semite, Hitler lover, so forth and so on. And so I'm getting all these emails today saying, wow, yeah, now we see it. It not just see it, it got shoved right in their face. The Democratic Party leadership ignored their own delegates to please almighty Israel. And now all the Democratic delegates and Democratic voters got to see it. Now, you're not going to see this on the corporate media. CNN right now is running this lame story about caricature artists doing pictures of all the delegates and how they feel about it. They're not going to report this on the corporate media networks, but it's all over the net. Everybody's made local copies of this video, so they can't go back and delete it. They can't go back and re-edit it, play with the volume to try and make it sound like there was a two-thirds majority. The cat is very much out of the bag on this one. And now all of a sudden, a lot of people who are still living in that illusion about anybody saying Israel has influence over the American government, it's just an anti-Semitic hoax. No, it isn't. We got to see it on C-SPAN last night. A lot of people woke up at that moment. And you can see it in the faces of the people in the audience on those C-SPAN cameras. It's just open mouth shock at what was done. And so the Democrats, as well as the Republicans, now know for an absolute certainty that the party leadership of both of the so-called tradition parties are firmly under the thumb of Israel and Tel Aviv. And I think a lot of people are starting to come to the conclusion, better no government at all than a government enslaved to a foreign tyrant. So nobody in 2012, that's our new motto here. And a huge embarrassment, and we are going to keep reprising this from now through November. We're going to keep on reminding the Democrats and the Republicans about how their party leadership, the people they trusted with their money and their votes, sold them out. Period. End of discussion here. So let's see. All right, we got a caller on the line responding to this thing. Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I watched that thing last night with utter disgust. Mm-hmm. Very reminiscent of the Ron Paul shoutdowns and you know, democracy has completely left our political process, if we ever had it. But, you know, the comment I wanted to make is that They frame the debate. The AIPAC and so on frame the debate. And no matter what, Obama and his guys would have been out of millions of dollars in campaign donations.
Billions. Millions.
Millions.
Yes.
Millions of dollars. Tens of millions, maybe. If they had not, overridden democracy and forced through something which clearly did not pass. And so it's all down to money. It's down to money and who owns this government. So
yeah, it very much is. In fact, you know, as a postscript to that, after that debacle at the Democratic National Convention, apparently the Palm Beach Democratic chairman was being interviewed on the news. And two of the things he said is, quote, "I'm Jewish. I'm not a fan of any other religion than Judaism." And went on to say, "The worst possible allies for the Jewish state are the fundamentalist Christians who want Jews to die and convert so they can bring on the second coming of their Lord." So for those of you who are Christian Zionists out there, you know, that respect and that loyalty that you give to Israel is not returned. It's totally a one-way street. You are being used. You are what Stalin would refer to as useful idiots. And the disdain displayed by this Palm Beach Democratic chairman, I think, underscores that.
Yeah, it was fun to watch Villaraigosa's, who clearly was told, you know, what had to be done. And,
talk about,
you know,
the deer in the headlights. It was like, wow, what the heck is this thing? You know, and I think it underscores two things. First of all, the people inside the government who have been just selling out to Israel for so long, it's just sort of autopilot by now. They still don't understand that we, the American people, 300 million strong, know what's going on, know that our government is selling us out to Israel, taking our money and giving it to Israel to buy bombs, still pretending like we don't know if Israel has nuclear weapons or not, sending our children to die in wars on Israel's enemies on what? It's almost 10 years on now that our kids have been dying in wars on Israel's enemies. And I guess apparently people like Villaraigosa still thought we were all being fooled, that we thought it was all about, you know, bringing democracy to Afghanistan and you know, bringing whatever. They still think we're being fooled. They still think their propaganda,
Mike,
is succeeding. And obviously from what happened last night at the convention, no. Yeah, the party is over, definitely.
Yeah, the jig is up, Michael, and like you have said, one of your sayings, make a dictator act like a dictator. These two conventions have shown to anybody who bothers to watch these farces what's going on. So
that's right. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And those Democratic delegates, they saw it.
Yep,
they absolutely saw it. And
as did the Republicans with Ron Paul.
Yeah, and like I said, Democrats, welcome to our world now. And maybe, you know, we're going to see all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden Gary Johnson's looking really good right now.
Hey, Michael,
you know,
what do you
think? Or anarchy.
What do you think of this Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs? I don't want to be complicit in Israel's an attack on Iran.
Well, I noticed that Israel is already shopping for a new lackey, and they've got some U.S. admiral over there who's saying, yes, let's go and do the wars and everything, so maybe he's angling for Dempsey's job.
Well, back in 1979 under Carter, there was a General Brown, B-R-O-W-N, who was the chairman of he was the Air Force chief of staff. And he had a quote back in 79. He was quoted in the press when asked, he said, is Israel a valuable ally, was the question or something. And his retort was, no, actually, it's a strategic drain on us.
That's
and he was
exactly
fired
right.
within weeks.
Yeah, Dempsey's going to be on his way out. There's absolutely no question Dempsey has just ended his career. But that's okay, because when we all see it happen, we'll know what the real issue was. And
yep.
I think all of America, not just the Democrats, all of America got a real wake-up call on this one. That our government has been hijacked, that our government sells us to Israel, lock, stock, and our children. And I think this is going to come back and have major repercussions. We're one more step closer to the collapse of the entire political economic system. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Something Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
America, welcome back to the show here, and I'm going to reprise a comment I have made many times over the preceding months, indeed the preceding years, going all the way back to the attack on that humanitarian aid flotilla in international waters by Israel, where they murdered 8 aid workers, including a kid from New York. And I said it, and the U.S. government ran up to the United Nations and said, it's cool, we're all right with that, really, honest. And I wrote at that time, no government can serve two masters. A government that serves Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. A friend of Israel is no friend of America. At this time in our history, America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And unfortunately, with the ejection by force of Ron Paul, we don't have anybody out there. The entire electoral system is high. It's an illusion. This whole election is a farce. It's theater to create the illusion of legitimacy for what is basically an occupation government on behalf of Israel. Now, I'm going to keep that story about this whole thing up at the top of my website. And by the way, I suggested a change to the Democratic Party logo. You know, to replace those 5-pointed stars with 6-pointed stars and then add a big red smooch mark on the derriere of the Democratic donkey. All righty, let's see. We've got John in California. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I just caught that statement there about somebody saying that the Zionist Christians just want to kill the Jews. And you know what? I'd really like to have a copy
that's
of that.
That's not exactly what was said, and that story is at whatreallyhappened.com. This was the chairman of the Palm Beach, chairman of the Palm Beach Democratic Council, who said the worst enemy that Israel has are fanatical Christians who want the Jews to die so Jesus will come down and take them up to the big house. Nobody's saying...
I was just summarizing, Mike, to make this quick. Is that recorded? Is there a recording of that?
You know, I'm going to try and hunt one down. I'm just going from a text in one of the one of the reporting websites. But I know there's a link to the story that one of the members put up at whatreallyhappened.com.
I do need that because I'm telling you, I am just in constant battles with a whole load of Christian Zionists who just will not consider any different point of view. And I need to start cracking that open.
All right, I'll start getting that for you. I mean, you know, go and look at how the story has documented how those settlers a few days ago were trying to torch a monastery in Israel. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that you can find. But again, when you're dealing with religious nutcases, don't waste your time. They're enslaved by their beliefs. These are mind slaves, enslaved by their beliefs. You need to focus your efforts on those who are ready to listen. And right now, after what happened at the Democratic Convention, you're going to find a lot of Democrats are going to be ready to listen to this whole idea of just to what
extent. Mike, I have to deal with these people all the time. So they're around me, and I deal with them, and I have to hear their crap. I need to throw some things back at them.
I'll tell you what. I'll make a point of hunting down and posting more of that information, whatreallyhappened.com, you know, where IDF soldiers are urinating on Christian shrines and all the rest of that stuff. I'll find that stuff and put it up for you, okay?
Thanks.
All right, fantastic. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. One more comment about General Dempsey's remarks and the Air Force Chief of Staff that the earlier caller referred to. Right now, there is a report circulating throughout the entire American intelligence community, apparently a unanimous opinion, that our corrupted federal government's obeisance to Israel is a huge threat to the United States of America. And you don't need the CIA's report on that. Look around at the economy. Look around at all the dead kids coming back from wars on Israel's enemies in those cheap metal boxes covered with those Chinese flags. Look at the deteriorated roads, the bridges, the schools, the hospital. Our nation is being bled dry to support Israel. They're already talking about having to spend more money to Israel to give them more and better weapons and the quantitative edge so that they can project power over their neighbors. Our military leaders are saying this is a bad course for the nation to be on. Our intelligence agencies are all saying this is a bad course for the nation to be on. The only people who are thinking really good, yes, we've got to serve Israel, are those elected officials who have accepted money from AIPAC and media support from the American corporate media, which we know going back 25 years. Israel bribes the American media to report the news to favor Israel. U.S. Senate investigated. They came up with a report. They then classified it, again, because of pressure from Israeli groups within the federal government. It was only declassified a couple of months ago. And I'll repost that to the top of the situation. And, you know, we've been talking about this for years, and the sheeple, you know, basically want to go on believing that our nation is great and that Israel is our friend and that all wars are just and the U.S. wouldn't torture anybody and the rest of it. And they're having to confront the fact that they have been living in a world of lies. Mayor Villaraigosa just shoved that red pill down everybody's throat at that convention last night. And now they're awake, they're seeing the matrix, and they don't like what it looks like. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a final comment about this story, about what happened at the Democratic Convention. You know, to serve Israel, we don't care what your Democratic voters think. If you are a Democrat, and I know some of you are, you know, from polls we've had on our website before, you should be furious right now, just as furious as we Republicans were over the way the nomination was stolen from the guy we wanted, Ron Paul. He had amazing grassroots support. Go back and look at all the photos of Ron Paul's political rallies. It's standing room only. Go back and look at all the photos of Mitt Romney's rallies, little tiny crowds, empty chairs, empty rooms. He's a manufactured illusion foisted on the Republicans. The Republican Party leadership did not want to listen to the Republican voters. All they want is money and votes. That's it. That's all you're good for. And now the Democratic leadership has demonstrated exactly the same to the Democratic voters. You should be furious. You should be angry. You should be ready to throw things over this betrayal by your supposed party leadership to serve a foreign power. The political conventions are supposed to craft the plan for managing this country. Israel shouldn't figure into it, let alone which city gets to be their capital. And again, that's not up to the United States of America or the Republicans or the Democrats. That is a matter that has already been settled by the United Nations. So you Democrats, join us in our fury. You should be angry. And if you are not, knowing what you know now, if you are not angry, you'd better go to the doctor, because somewhere when you weren't looking, an important part of your brain was taken out. Now, the stock market is having a wonderful day today. Everything is soaring here, which doesn't make any sense given the poor performance of the economy. But what's going on here? We know the market's rigged. It's been rigged for a very long time. They're going to keep the market propped up way high during the Democratic convention, because that makes the incumbent look good. They're all going to be up speechifying, look at the stock market, how great it is. Same trick Bill Clinton pulled. Run up the stock market and then wave that as the banner for the economy being wonderful. And we all know that's a complete lie. Even Facebook stock is up. Does that make any sense at all? Of course it doesn't. It's all illusion. We live in a world of illusion. Corporations lie to us. Politicians lie to us. Now they consider it protected speech under the First Amendment. But if you want to speak the truth to their lies, you have to go off in your little cage, the speech zone. Corporate media lies to us all the time. Saddam has nukes. Remember that, whopper? And don't forget, on Monday, we awarded the Golden Poo to CNBC for an article saying that China was to blame for the 2008 financial crash. If any of these people ever caught themselves telling the truth, they would have to rush and tell a lie just to stay in practice. Okay, we got another caller on the line, Ron in Texas. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you're becoming a real good talk show host. We're all liking listening here in Texas.
Thank you very much.
You know, Ron Paul, you know, you're sitting there telling about how they've lied to us and everything. Look at Ron Paul here in Texas. Romney came in here, walked out of the state of Texas with a 70 to 30% win. You tell me that ain't rigged? They got us. They got it.
Yeah, it is rigged. It is rigged. And there's nothing new about it. We know this has been going on all along. In fact, even before the era of these bogus electronic voting machines, there was a wonderful book written called Vote Scam by the Collier brothers. And these were two brothers who had pioneered the Hawaiian Tropicana company. And then they basically, you know, became a huge hit. They sold, you know, their company. And one of them went into politics, and he basically fell victim to vote fraud. And so they went out and they studied the problem. And when they found what they found, they wrote a book called Vote Scam. You're not going to find it in any libraries. It's still hard to come by now. And this has been going on all along. And these politicians relied on the media to reassure you that all was well. Remember back in 2008 when Hillary was still running against Barack Obama, and they were going into the New Hampshire primary. And Obama was way ahead in the pre-primary polls. He was ahead in the exit polls. And then all of a sudden, the next morning, wonder of wonders, Hillary had staged a stunning come-from-behind victory. And the corporate media sitting there saying, well, the only thing we can conclude is that the voters were lying to the exit pollers. That's the only possible explanation. Which was nonsense on the face of it. Any other election on planet Earth, I mean, the reason for having exit polls is to double-check the official results. And on any other country on planet Earth, if the exit polls don't match the official results, everybody's screaming, vote fraud, obvious vote fraud. But in the United States of America, oh, well, the voters were lying to the exit pollers. And it's absurd on the face of it. You don't know those people, those exit pollsters. You have no motive to lie to them. It was just the corporate media covering up for the fact that we have massive election fraud in this country. Why? Because the corporate media, the big networks and a couple of major newspapers, they own the voters' news service. A lot of people still don't get this. Our national elections are tabulated by a privately owned company that is not answerable to the citizens of this country. There is no government oversight. All of the precincts during the election send their results into voter news service, and voter news service says, this is your new ruler. People are not allowed in to observe. In fact, people who try and observe get arrested and thrown in jail. And the corporate media is part of this thing. And it all goes back to the CIA's Operation Mockingbird. The elections are a complete illusion. And it is not enough to be dealing with the fact that we're seeing so many government and corporation and media lies. It's the revelation coming to understand that pretty much everything coming out of this group are lies. That's all they know what to do. That's how they rule and control us. They lie us. They lie us into supporting an agenda. They lie us out of our money. They lie us out of our children to go fight these wars of conquest. And I think what really shocks a lot of people is not just the fact of the lie, but the scale of it, the sheer scale of it. But last night was a huge, huge wake-up call. Anything else, Ron? Okay, I guess Ron took off there. All right, getting on here. All right, I've talked about this enough. We are going to reprise it over and over and over again. And by the way, make a local copy of that video of the Democratic Central Committee, it's a party platform, taking that vote three times, losing three times, then declaring victory and moving on. Make a local copy of that video, because sooner or later it's going to be Orwellized, or somebody will do a re-edit and play with the audio levels to try and make it look like the vote was yes. Cut out the first two votes, go right to the third one, make the eyes high and the nose low, and make it look like it was all okay. But we know otherwise. So make a local copy of that video and save it. Any video that shows the reality of life in the United States of America and the corruption of our political system, you got to make local copies. Because those in power, the corporate rulers, Wall Street, Israel, federal government, will not hesitate to try and use another fraud to cover up the earlier frauds. That's the motto of the entire federal government. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Speaking of big lies, let's go and talk about Syria a little bit. It's being reported now that Turkish army officers are now in direct command of two of the brigades of the hired mercenaries, the so-called Free Syria Army. Okay? Turkish army officers. So this is now a war between Turkey and Syria. And we know that CIA Director Petraeus was in Turkey earlier in the week offering inducements, meaning money from your pocket, for Turkey to come in and fight this war as a proxy. So they can go on and say, oh, this is just a civil war. It's just a revolution. Really, we have nothing to do with it. Meanwhile, France has committed to giving heavy artillery to this hired mercenary army. This mercenary army that was supposed to pretend to be a popular uprising and overthrow Assad has failed, much as the attempt to manufacture a coup d'etat in Iran 3-4 years ago also failed. But they can't lose Syria, because if they lose Syria, the road to war with Iran is going to crumble. And so it's escalating. They're pouring in more men, more money, more weapons, while still trying to pretend this is a popular uprising, and it isn't. And the longer Syria survives, and I'll agree, you know, if enough weapons and money goes in there, Assad is doomed. But the longer he survives, the more and more the rest of the world come to understand this is just another in a long series of U.S. covert invasion and overthrows. Which, by the way, you're all paying for this. And that's another reason the roads are crumbling and our bridges are collapsing and our hospitals don't heal and our schools don't educate. That's another reason for that. Meanwhile, the U.S. is demanding that Iraq inspect all Syria-bound Iranian airplanes for arms. They're trying to make a big deal about how dare Iran send weapons to Assad, you know, while France sends in heavy artillery and U.S. and Israeli weapons are being found already throughout the entire hired mercenary army. And so it's a stunning piece of hypocrisy. Iran is bad for sending weapons to Syria, but the U.S. and Israel and France are good for sending weapons to Syria. This thing is so out of control, they don't even care what it looks like anymore. They're just throwing the stuff in there and saying, yes, it's all for liberty and, you know, bringing freedom to those people, and we're going to bring democracy there, meaning American-style democracy. Meanwhile, Russia has issued their most stern warning about an attack on Iran. Russia has warned the United States, and they've warned Israel, because Russia's smart enough to know who's really behind all of this stuff. Do not attack Iran. Saying, again, there is no evidence that Iran is building nuclear weapons, and there isn't. It's all rumor and innuendo. And the statement from the Russian government reads, "We warn those who are no strangers to military solutions that this would be harmful, literally disastrous for regional stability." This is from Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov. And he went on saying a war on Iran would set off deep shocks in the security and economic spheres that would reverberate far beyond the boundaries of the Middle East region. He's basically saying, you guys are risking a world war if you go into Iran. And I know what Israel's thinking right now. You know, Israel's pointing, they're waving their finger at Russia. You anti-Semites, you think you're so tough, Russia, huh? I double dare you to show us how tough you are. Go attack the Americans. Which, let's be honest, Israel would have no problem with the U.S. and Russia getting into a mutually destructive nuclear war, because that would leave Israel and their nuclear arsenal basically in control of the Middle East and Middle East oil, and through control of the oil would basically be ruling the rest of the world. So those of you who think that World War III between Russia and the United States is unthinkable, I can promise you Israel is thinking about it a very great deal. They love the idea. Israel's whole history has been a game of let's you and him fight, of tricking other people into fighting their wars or bribing other governments to fight their wars. Like the attack on the USS Liberty. Israel's bombing our kids and murdering our sailors and blowing up our ship, and they're on the phone to the Washington, D.C. saying, Egypt's doing it. Go hit them. Go hit them. All righty. We're going to take a phone call here. Lisa in Texas. Aloha, Lisa. What's
Aloha,
on your
Michael.
Mind?
Yeah, I have two interesting little accounts of two different Syrians that I know that live here in our local community. One is a Syrian young lady who's married to one of my son's teachers. She's a Christian Syrian, and I've talked to the husband who's the teacher, and he says that you know, the Syrian Christians are just so fearful that Assad is going to be removed. That will totally remove any protection they've had. Okay, so that's one person.
Yeah.
The other is a very interesting situation. It's a young boy. He's 16. He's my son's age, and he has come to our school. The family was able to get him out of Syria. You don't want to be a 16-year-old boy in Syria right now.
No, and you don't want to be any age in Syria right
now.
No,
you're right. You're right. Poor thing. He has just gone through so much. He's such a wonderful young man, and he's learned English so quickly. But I was just getting to know him over dinner at our house on Sunday night. And so I didn't want to say too much about what I've been reading. I just wanted to listen to him and see what his perspective was. He has a sister in Boston who's in school, but his mother and his other sister are in Damascus. He's from Homs, and they owned internet cafes, which they had to close down, and they had to flee, Homs and go, to Damascus. They're Sunni. And, which I found out, and what he loves to read, and, he says he wants to go into politics. I think that's fascinating. But
hey, we're
anyway,
running out of time. I need you to get to the point.
Okay. Anyway, what he said is that they do not like either the FSA or the Assad regime. They want a secular regime, and that things are very, very dangerous and tenuous over there. So he's very concerned about his family. But it's just interesting to see, you know, actual people who are suffering from this orchestrated violence.
Yeah, it is. And one of the things that has been documented many times is that the Christians in Syria are being targeted by the FSA, along with anybody who supports Assad, even if they're civilians, non-combatants or being targeted. The FSA is literally care of terror. Support us or we will kill you. Now, let's turn that around and use that as a litmus test on whether this is a real popular uprising or not. Can you imagine George Washington and Thomas Jefferson going into a colonial school and start killing kids and saying, if you don't support us against the British, we'll go on killing your children? How far would the American Revolution have gotten with a tactic like that? And the answer is not very far at all. And so the fact that the FSA is doing this, they're targeting civilians, they're running a campaign of terror. It's not a popular uprising. It is a covert outside invasion and a terror campaign. And they're even admitting they're bringing in all these Al-Qaeda terrorists to fight this war for them. which also underscores the fact that Al-Qaeda is a completely controlled intelligence operation by the United States and Israel. There to be villains when the U.S. needs an Emmanuel Goldstein, and ready to be used as shock troops when the U.S. decides that they've kind of run out of all other options. Because it's an election year. And, the you know, Obama is not going to send U.S. troops, at least openly. He may do so covertly, and we understand some covert U.S. troops are already there. But he's not going to be throwing U.S. kids into Syria until after the election. The problem is that Obama's only motive to be in Syria right now is he thinks he can win it before the election and wave it around as another banner. So he may have hoisted on his own petard with that. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And one of our alert, very intelligent listeners has found the video of the Palm Beach Democratic Committee chairman saying Christians want Jews to die and convert. We're just now putting it up here on the website. After the cache clears in about 5 minutes, it will be viewable. And we will continue to do what we're going to do here. But, yeah, it's they just... can't help opening their mouths and sticking their foot in it. And I think looking back at the history of all the expulsions, pogroms, repressions that seem to dominate the history of the Jewish people, there seems to be a common factor in all of them, that as they approach the position of having taken control of the larger society around them, they just can't resist rubbing people's nose in it. Look, we're in charge. We're better. We're great. We've got all the money. And, of course, that is what provokes the eventual backlash. So, you know, silence is golden. And I put the word golden there to help motivate people to think about maybe this is kind of a good idea. You know, arrogance is the downfall of everybody. You know, whatever you're trying to accomplish, when you get arrogant about it, that's the beginning of the end. I've seen that in media. I've seen it in business. Biggest mistake anybody in Hollywood can ever make is to start believing their own publicity. And you're just doomed. All right, moving on to Iran. There was an article that came out today in, let's see, where was that? That was in Ynet News. And the headline was Iran information disturbing but not daunting. And basically, as you heard earlier in the week, Netanyahu was having a meeting with his security cabinet, which is the body that decides, hey, we're going to go to war with somebody. And he basically cut it off and said the meeting is over, outraged over a leak. And the leak was apparently members of the cabinet saying, we aren't sold on this idea that we have no choice but to attack Iran. And so this is old news, but what came out in today's story was an interesting revelation. You might have missed it. Basically, the admission that this meeting this week was the first meeting of the Security Council since last October, almost a year ago. And what this tells us is that while Netanyahu has been out there screaming at the U.S. government of the imminent development of a nuclear weapon by Iran, the reality is he didn't have enough hard facts to even convene his own Security Council. It's all rumor and lies. Remember, we were talking about one yesterday where, last week, where they put out this story that Iran had just about built a nuclear warhead. They were building the triggers. They'd modified the missile. They were just minutes away from being able to fling this thing. And this is what I get for establishing the Golden Poo Award, because now that I've got this award for big steaming piles of propaganda, everybody wants one. Netanyahu wants one. I'm sure he'll win one sooner or later. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.